culture is fundamentally different from many other industries because it operates in a roofless factory. Unlike a car plant, where management can often control the temperature, the pace of production, the work schedule, and inventory levels, a farm or ranch is exposed to biology, weather, pests, disease, markets, and timing. Once a seed is in the soil or a calf is on the ground, the biological clock starts. There is no simple stop button. Traditional business logic says production can often be slowed when prices fall or demand weakens. But in agriculture, labor, machinery, fuel, seed, fertilizer, feed, livestock care, and management time are often committed long before the final value of production is known. That's one reason agricultural risk management is not optional. It is central to survival. Just picture this. It is 3 a.m., the wind is howling, and you are out in a muddy pen helping a heifer with a breech birth. You are exhausted, your back hurts, and the market prices you saw on your phone before heading out were nothing but red. In another business, if the numbers look that bad, you might slow production, cut shifts, or shut down the line for a few days. But you can't hit pause on a living animal or a crop in the field. We are really working in a roofless factory, aren't we? I'm here today with John Hewlett, a ranch and farm management extension specialist with the University of Wyoming and a member of the Right Risk team.
That's exactly right. In a factory, managers may have some ability to slow the line, reschedule production, reduce shifts, or adjust inventory. But on a farm or ranch, many of the biggest commitments are made before the outcome is known. You've already committed your time, your family's labor, your machinery, your operating loan, and your management attention. Weather, disease, pests, or markets may still move against you. That's where labor productivity becomes a useful way to think about risk.
Labor productivity may sound like a term from a boardroom or economics textbook, but it's really a way to ask a practical question. How much output value is being produced for each hour of labor committed? For agriculture, this includes more than hired labor. It also includes owner-operator labor and unpaid family labor, which are often central to farm and ranch businesses. Labor productivity can sound a little technical. How would you explain it to a producer across the pickup tailgate?
I would keep it simple. Labor productivity is real output divided by hours worked. Real output means the inflation-adjusted value of production. Hours worked includes hired workers, self-employed farmers and ranchers, and unpaid family labor. So the basic question is this: what value came out of the operation for the labor that went into it?
Hasn't agriculture made major gains by that measure over time?
Absolutely. U.S. agriculture has become dramatically more productive over time. From 1948 to 2017, agricultural output nearly tripled while farm labor hours declined by more than 80%. That resulted in a 17-fold increase in agricultural output per hour worked. That's a tremendous achievement. It reflects better equipment, improved genetics, better production practices, stronger management, and more capital-intensive systems.
So, the concern really isn't that agriculture is unproductive.
Right. The concern is volatility. Labor productivity can swing sharply from year to year, and those swings matter because producers often are unable to reduce their labor and capital commitments after the production cycle is already underway. One caution is important here. Labor productivity does not explain profit by itself. Profit also depends on prices, input costs, debt service, interest rates, machinery costs, family living withdrawals, government payments, marketing decisions, and many other factors. But labor productivity is a useful warning signal. It helps show where committed labor and uncertain output intersect.
The difference between farming and manufacturing becomes especially clear when we compare year-to-year changes in labor productivity. Manufacturing may face serious risks, but production is generally more adjustable. Agriculture is tied to biological production cycles, seasonal windows, and weather-driven outcomes. A recent Right Risk newsletter compares agriculture with manufacturing. What does that comparison show?
It shows a real volatility gap. From 2014 to 2024, agricultural labor productivity moved much more sharply from year to year than manufacturing labor productivity. Agriculture ranged from an 8.3% decline to a 9.9% increase in a single year. Manufacturing ranged from a 2.3% decline to a 1.7% increase.
That is a big difference.
It is. The average absolute year-to-year change was nearly 4% for agriculture, compared with less than 1% for manufacturing. The standard deviation was 4.9 for ag and 1.1 for manufacturing. In practical terms, agricultural labor productivity was at least 4 times more variable than manufacturing labor productivity during that period.
So this is not just a feeling producers have. The data show it.
Exactly. Producers know from experience that farming and ranching are risky. The data confirm that agriculture faces larger swings in output value relative to labor commitments, and that is the no-pause problem. If drought, disease, pests, severe weather, or markets reduce output value, producers cannot recover the labor and capital already committed.
Modern agriculture has become more capital-intensive and less labor-intensive. Larger equipment, improved technology, automation, and more specialized systems allow producers to farm more acres, manage more livestock, and produce more output per hour. That efficiency is valuable, but it can also change the risk profile of the operation. Most producers want to be more efficient. Bigger equipment, better technology, fewer labor bottlenecks. But the newsletter warns that efficiency can sometimes amplify risk. How so?
Efficiency is not the problem. The issue is what the operation gives up to gain that efficiency. Take 2 dryland wheat operations. Both farm 1,000 acres. Both experience a 25% yield loss because of drought. Operation A uses 1,000 labor hours to get the crop in and out. Operation B uses newer equipment and higher automation, so it only needs 500 labor hours.
Operation B looks more labor efficient.
And it certainly is more efficient. However, the risk question is broader. Operation B may have higher machinery payments, depreciation, repairs, insurance, and debt obligations. Those costs do not disappear when the crop fails. So yes, the operation may produce more output per labor hour in normal years. But in a bad year, the combination of lower output value and higher fixed costs can make the financial consequence more severe.
So, the better question is not simply whether a change saves labor.
Correct. The better question is whether the change improves the operation's ability to survive a bad year. A machinery purchase, expansion decision, custom hire arrangement, or enterprise change should be evaluated not only for average efficiency, but also for downside risk.
Labor productivity risk does not look the same across all operations. Exposure depends on location, scale, labor source, technology, water access, production system, and marketing arrangement. Different enterprises have different labor commitment points. Does this risk look the same across farms and ranches?
No. That is another important point. A dryland grain operation, a dairy, a cow-calf operation, a specialty crop farm, and a custom haying enterprise all face different labor commitments and different productivity risks. A dryland grain farm may have low to medium labor intensity, but the critical labor window runs from planting through harvest. Drought, hail, and delayed harvest can have a major impact. An irrigated row crop operation may have season-long management requirements tied to irrigation, crop care, input cost, and water availability. A cow-calf or stocker operation has year-round animal care and seasonal forage commitments. drought, forage shortages, and price declines are central risks.
And dairy looks different again.
Very different. Dairy has high labor intensity and daily, non-negotiable animal care. Cows must be milked and fed every day. Feed costs, milk prices, and labor turnover can all create major pressure. Specialty and vegetable operations may have very high labor needs during a narrow harvest window. If weather turns or workers are unavailable during that period, a large share of the crop's value can be at risk.
So there is no single labor productivity risk strategy that fits everyone.
Exactly. The common point is that every producer needs to understand where labor, capital, output, and uncertainty intersect in their own operation. Not the average operation, their operation.
Labor productivity volatility is not just a data issue. It affects families, stress levels, relationships, and confidence in the business. Producers can do many things right and still face poor outcomes when weather, disease, prices, or policy conditions move against them. This is not just about charts and percentages, is it?
No, it definitely is not. When a family puts in long hours and sees little financial return, that takes a toll. It affects stress, family relationships, confidence, and long-term planning. That is one reason risk management tools matter. Crop insurance, livestock insurance, diversification, off-farm income, financial reserves, marketing tools, and careful machinery decisions do not eliminate uncertainty. But they can help an operation survive years when labor and capital have already been committed and output or prices fall short.
Producers do not manage labor productivity directly in the same way that they manage stocking rates, seed selection, irrigation, or marketing plans. But labor productivity can help identify exposure. So, what should producers be asking themselves?
Start with practical questions. How much labor is committed before output or price is known? Which enterprises require labor even when expected returns decline? How much of the family's income depends on farm or ranch output? Which enterprises are most vulnerable to drought, disease, pests, weather delays, or market shocks? Which risks are covered by crop insurance, livestock insurance, pasture, rangeland, forage insurance, marketing tools, reserves, off-farm income, or diversification? And what happens if output falls but labor requirements and debt payments do not?
The newsletter also points to several management strategies.
Yes, it does make some suggestions. Insurance is one of the major tools. Crop insurance, livestock insurance, PRF insurance, and other products may help protect revenue or output value when adverse conditions occur. Diversification can help reduce dependence on one enterprise, market, or production season. But it should be stress-tested because drought, high feed costs, labor shortages, interest rates, and broad market declines can affect more than one enterprise at the same time. Off-farm income can help stabilize household cash flow and reduce pressure on the farm business during low-return years. Machinery and custom hire decisions deserve careful analysis because machinery can reduce labor pressure but also add fixed costs. Labor management also matters. Clear job descriptions, training, communication, and employee retention can improve how effectively labor hours contribute to the business. But even excellent labor management cannot eliminate weather, price, disease, or policy risk. It is just a part of a much broader strategy.
Right risk tools can help producers evaluate these questions before committing money, labor, machinery, or management time. Where do those tools fit into this discussion?
They help producers move from gut feeling to structured analysis. The Enterprise Risk Analyzer tool can help compare different parts of the operation and evaluate which enterprises contribute most to expected returns and overall risk. The Risk Scenario Planning tool lets producers test a proposed change under uncertainty. Instead of relying on one estimate for price, yield, cost, or labor needs, producers can enter a range of possible values and see how results change across many possible outcomes. The Machine Risk Calculator helps evaluate machinery ownership versus custom hire decisions. A machine may improve timeliness and reduce labor bottlenecks, but it also adds fixed costs that must be covered in good years and in bad.
So, the tools are useful because labor productivity risk is rarely isolated.
Exactly. It is tied to prices, yields, input costs, machinery, debt load, labor availability, and family goals. A tool-based approach helps producers think beyond average expectations and prepare for the range of possible outcomes.
The goal of risk management is not to predict every bad year. The goal is to build an operation that can survive one. Labor productivity is more than an efficiency measure. In agriculture, it is also a signal of risk. To wrap this up, what are the three things producers should take back to the kitchen table?
First, remember that agriculture has no simple pause button. Labor and capital are often committed before output and price are known. Second, don't let efficiency hide financial risk. Bigger, faster, and more automated may improve labor productivity, but those gains need to be evaluated alongside fixed costs, debt exposure, and downside risk. Third, use the tools available before the bad year arrives: insurance, diversification, reserves, off-farm income, marketing tools, strong labor management, careful machinery decisions, and right risk decision tools can all help build resilience.
So the question is not whether producers can eliminate uncertainty.
Right, they really can't. The better question is this: if output falls, prices weaken, or labor needs rise unexpectedly, how well can this business absorb the shock? That is a question worth answering before the unexpected happens, not after.
For more resources, tools, and updates, visit rightrisk.org.